Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Durham. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy O'Dell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy O'Dell. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is hit by the pitch. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Dropo moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-for-1 in the game. Harshman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0 for 1 in the game. Odell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann bunts towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Kell moves to second. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Brooks Robinson. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is walked intentionally. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Kell moves to third. Boyd moves to second. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Joe Durham. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell now playing third base. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis strikes out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Dropo moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ted Beard now playing right field. Jim Landis now playing left field. Bob Hale pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Billy O'Dell. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Connie Johnson now pitching. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 4 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Jim Breidweiser. Dixie Howell now pitching. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.